As a Negro wanders the road and protects the those who dare, make clear the path of rap of fair. Fight up, can't take no more. So goes the magic behind the hidden bush, the door. Demon got a pocket for you.
Now as I swing, come dig, my rhythm is venom. That's open deep in your vein as I prepare to soak and wet them. Up, down, and all around with my verbal pap. It gets so thick when you vibe the pro-black. Now come on, verbalize or you kick it if you could. Chip, chop, the funkin' like a witch, a witch, a wood. Now one for the bass and two for the treble. Three for my brethren and listen, dance together. A down for predicting, now who's the first sucker? Paddle never die, boy, give yourself a gill. I'm the vibe bringer like brother, son, bringer, sunsetter. The verbal shogun. Well, I got to the letter. The verbal milk stays with Similac. Revitalizing vibes to bring your genes back from dreams. So as we come to reality, your principality should give up to your arrogance. So when I speak to the peak, I reach not. It's not about my voice and it's not about the drop. No, I'm a freak or addict or F-A-double-G-O to the T. No, I'm on some lost egotistical MC. I'm in the pages of your news and times. Summit for justice, no time for rhyme. The code of funk unless it's on my chest. I swore no bodyguard in a bulletproof vest. Praise the good master, he brought me to the X. So now I flex and bring a balance to the rest. So what stands the truth and what stands the okie doke? Can metaphysic quotes make my life a joke? To make me deny the first man was African. So for some foolishness like the scientific bang, yo Einstein, analyze this. Then you can adjust me as gorilla in the mist. Cause I'm not your monkey, your boy or your guinea. Need a bully pops to express that within me. 1995 is coming, 1995, so get running. The beat keeps thumping, the lyrics keep hopping the funk. I'm to the edge for the armor getting drunk. Cause tribes more tribes being born every day. A man, not a nation, hear me when I say that your freak pressure makes me no less of an aggressor. Cause pop goes the tester. Apples for none, this cosmic gin. If it will milk sessions and lessons from the holy rum swing.
I am son of your Maya and a Ganyu. Rip the card, black and hard, check me's a fool. In the mail, check my godly reflection. Sometimes they call me a woo. But my people on earth are falling asunder. May the god, the sun, call the rain, the thunder. For you, the B-side tracker, you must call me the philanderer.
Tetragrammaton, yes, I walk to the Lord. But yet, oh, judgments knocking at my door. Ask me who I think I am and where I come from. I'm son of the chaos, born of dark sun. No matter what I tell them, what I do, they won't hear. Million years of travel, mysteries unraveled and tame. Still, they try to dissect every jam, every cut, to make me contradict. Poor silly mortals, warriors never look up. God's wrath is coming, so click on and shut the hell up. Finding problems with the ways of the clan. Several earrings are hard enough to mold, man. What can I say? You might misconstrued, but understand what you cannot. Just listen, cosmic storm can't be known, cause I thrive on reality. Burn, fix, you know? Searching for great kings, queens, and messiahs. Not a bunch of wenches and goddesses for hire. Always devil doing with your independence. Little bitchism and your insecure business. So now I live by 32 and 8. Path of meditation to keep my mind straight. I kick it, stick it to make sure you can hit your kitchen. No switching, twitching, no holy grail mission either. Graduation is I unloose your bib and refresh your soul with the vibe of the holy rum swig. Submit the plan to redefine black so it can't be mimicked. Xerox still gimmick, but pump loud with spirit. You feel the venom is deep when I bust. Headed for the arc and not the mortal man bus. Bust needs gas, a positive curse. Has no time to refill because it's time to rebuild the bridge. So feel my infection, base house connection. Backwash protection, fills in the section of your brain. K-boys play, this is the repellent when I lyric and I spray. Every night and every god bless day, I surge on vibes, my mind don't sway. Funky, funky, stupid, funky, funky lesson. Surge, serve, and hit the nerve, check out my aggression. Oh yeah, cosmic gin intoxicates. Vibrate, sensates as I head for the gate. So you can catch a brother around a crossroad way. Cruising on my raft as I tame all the waves. Baby, baby, diggy, diggy, done dig. God's on the vibe of the taste of the holy rum swig.
Now off to the road, check the score. A swig, I'm doing, I mean, I like my finish up the chore. By the way, Van Boris, this is protected. Seven principles, red, black, and green, with a key. You know the word. Fuck it, sissy.
Check 1, 2, baby. Out running errands today, man. What's today? Today, Monday. Shit. What's up to the crew, man? Before I go ahead and start the festivities, let me go ahead and holler at my boy, RH. Appreciate you, RH, man. Once again, coming through like a champ. You know what I'm saying? Let's go, champ. Coming through, man. Appreciate you for the donation, man, for the $200 spot, man. Shit, man. What can I say, bruh? Life just keeps going on and on and on and on. Right now, I'm out in the parking lot at the job services. It's me and Hydra, man, you know. You know how it is, man. You got to keep pushing the reset button on broads, man, to give them the act right and shit, man. I don't know what it is about these broads, man, but it's just like a marriage. It's just what it is, man. Even though we have pegged it as tricking and hoeing, I mean, it's just like a marriage, man. How many people do you know who have told you they are married and they're not really intimate? They're not really having sex. They're not really, I don't know, emotionally available to each other, man. You know what I mean? It's pretty much the same shit that goes on, man. You know what I mean? Chicks got their days where they are pliable, where they're agreeable. And then they got their days where they just on some bitch shit, man. You know? And my God, man. Shit. Never let it be said, man, that, of course, you know, chicks, they do love resources. They do love money. They do love to be taken care of. They do love to be pampered. But, I mean, they want you to look good, and they want you to smell good, and they want, I mean, they want to be able to brag about you in some way, shape, form, or fashion to their, you know, associates, man. You know what I mean? I think that's what was missing. That's a missing piece of the puzzle right there with me right about now. You know, bitches used to be able to like brag on me, you know what I'm saying? But as my health dwindled and my health started rolling downhill, yeah, bro, I ceased to be that nigga, man. I ceased to be something that they can parade in front of their friends, you know what I mean? Yeah, but guess what? I know I done told y'all about Big Mike the Reboot Man 2.0, and I have yet to achieve my final form in my Vegeta voice, the Dark Prince. I'm getting there, man, once again, from 340 pounds down to 230, 225. I'm hovering between that range, and I'm still losing, man. You know what I mean? I'm kind of going up a little bit since I've started a vigorous workout program now, because damn, man, woo, cuz when you lose that much weight, I mean, y'all know you're gonna have some loose skin, bro. So man, I got some loose skin in places, man, some folds. I'm like, good Jesus Christ, I gotta tighten this shit up, man. Real boy. But yeah, chicks, they love money, they love resources, but they love to be able to brag on your man. They love to be able to parade you in front of other bitches and shit. And, you know, I read Hydra, you know, the Riot Act, man. I told her, hey, I'm done with your shit, nigga. All right? Get your mind right. Get your shit right. Get your mind right or get fucking left behind. For real. Fucking up, man. You know what I mean? And she done went ahead and gave me all these apologies. And baby, she ain't say I love you. She ain't go that far. But she's like, baby, I really need you. And I want you in my life. And, you know, it's real. It's official. I'm tatted up. And, you know, ooh, wee, boy. The broads knew what they was doing when they got the tat game, boy. They always throw that because she knew I was serious. I like, bitch, I'm not playing. Get your shit right. All right? When I say jump, you say how high, goddammit. You've been getting away with murder for the past year. I've been seeing that you've been struggling. You've been fucked up, man. I've been trying my best to just be a cool nigga. Shit, but you know bitches do not respect a cool nigga, man. Shit. So since I've been putting my foot in her ass a little bit more, you know, she been acting right, man. You know what I mean? Fellas, that nice guy shit is dead with bitches, man. They don't respect it. It's just fucked up. And I hate it, man, because I am a nice guy. I want to be good to people. I want to be good to bitches, but you can't do it, man. They're going to make you act the ass. They're going to pull it out of you, all right? So get that shit out your mind, man. I've reverse engineered this so many ways. It's ridiculous, man. I said to myself, well, if I try it this way, maybe she'll be receptive to it. If I try it that way, maybe she'll be receptive to it. But it don't work. What you're dealing with when you're dealing with broads, you're dealing with cats. All right? That's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with wild creatures, man, that can give less than two fucks about you, bro. You know what I mean? So right now, she in the job center. And she back on hard times like a motherfucker, man. And, shit. And I done told y'all, man, ain't nothing for free no more. If you want to ride to the job center, shit, it's going to cost you. But check it out. It didn't actually cost her because, you know, this was my fault, man. Because, man, this the thing. This the fucked up thing, man. My mind is totally different. I'm about my hustle and my grind again. I'm about my purpose. I'm activating the higher chakras, man. I'm not thinking with the lower chakras. I'm not just trying to bust random nuts. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to punish a bitch. You know what I mean? By making her get on her knees. You know what I mean? I don't derive any sort of pleasure out of that shit, man. But the wild thing is, they do. They want to be checked. They want to be put in their place. They want to be dominated in some sort of regard, in some sort of fashion. So you're pretty much forced to be a douchebag with a lot of these broads, man. You know what I mean? And I don't want to do that to her, man. I do not want to do that to her. Deep down, she's a good chick, man. She's a good woman. She just got a lot of baggage, man. She got a lot of fucking issues, man. I miss my calling. I should have been a therapist or a psychiatrist or a psychologist. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know how long I would have lasted at it. I probably would have lasted a while. You know, but right now I'm not really that good at it because, number one, on the real, my grandmother, she requires a lot of patience. So I'm playing therapist, a psychologist, whatever, to my grandmama, man. My grandmama is hell on wheels, man. You want to talk about want to fuss, want to fight, she ornery, she got dementia, you know what I mean? And so I got to be patient with my grandmama, man. You know, this is how you know someone got dementia, man. Each time, like the other night, we got into an argument because I would not dial my uncle. She wanted to ask my uncle about a doctor's appointment. So she come into my bedroom and she hand me the remote control for the TV. She said, call your uncle. I know I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I'm like, grandmama, I can't dial on that. That's the remote for the TV. Boy, I'm grandma. I said, dial your uncle right now. And she threw the remote at me. I'm like, grandmama, this is the remote for the TV. I need the phone. Boy, what I tell you. Shit, son. So check it, man. After I'm dealing with my grandmama 24/7, I ain't got the time or the patience to play with these broads out here, man. I don't. I'm arguing with my grandmama trying to convince her that the remote control for the TV is not the goddamn phone. Jesus Christ, man. But yes, I would have been a good therapist. I would have been a good psychiatrist, psychologist. I would have been excellent at this shit, man. Would have been excellent. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, basically, that's what broads be using me for. They want, once again, we going back to the Kevin Samuels shit, man. And one of the main reasons why I bring up the Kevin Samuels, because it's just brilliant, man, to have these counseling sessions with these women. You know, a lot of niggas out there hating, and they don't like the nigga, and, nigga, we was doing this before he came along, and he getting all these props, and he getting all these accolades and shit. No, you niggas was not counseling bitches, man. I mean, y'all were breaking bitches down to a degree, you know what I mean? But you didn't really make a platform of it, okay? He's the first nigga to actually sit down and actually make a platform where he grill bitches and counsel them, and they come back for more. They love that abuse. And it's not really abuse. You just tell them the facts. You just tell them how it is and shit. And, you know, women crave that, man. Irregardless of the fact that, you know, you have a lot of women, a lot of naysayers that say, you know, I don't like that. I don't like him. The proof is in the pudding. Look at the numbers, man. Bitches love and crave that shit, man. So, once again, giving y'all some game. A lot of y'all just discounting this shit that I'm telling y'all, man. This is a vital part of the ism. Sitting down, being a confidant, and counseling chicks, man. But once again, I told y'all, man, within limits, you got to look out for the gay male best friend energy. Always got to counsel them from a position of authority, right? And, you know, you when a broad see you, you know, she got to look at somebody that can get some things done, man, that can get shit fixed, man. Now, it's up to you whether you want to hand her the keys to the kingdom and be that type of nigga to her. You know what I mean? But it's always good to let them crash and burn periodically just to let them know what sort of power you do wield in the relationship, man. You know what I mean? Because if you step in and you intervene too many times, you know, the bitch is going to get complacent. She's going to get, what's the word I'm looking for? She's going to take you for granted. You know what I mean? And she's going to save all the good sex for the nigga that's just pissing on her. You know what I mean? So every now and then, you got to piss on her too to make her want to give you some play. Okay? Because unfortunately, that's the kind of game that we playing with these chicks out here. The dude that pissed on the bitch the most get the ass. It sounds backwards. It sounds like some Neanderthal shit. It sounds like toxic masculinity. They kill me with that shit. But you bitches, y'all the ones that's really writing the rules in this book. Niggas wouldn't be doing it if it didn't work, right? Shit. The proof is in the pudding, man. I'm one, like I said, I am the proverbial nice guy. I want to treat women with love and respect. But doing this hustle has got me goose eggs, nigga, for real. Goose eggs, man. Mm-mm. When I look back at all my biggest gains, when I look back all the cool shit that I achieved, man, I did it. Ooh-wee, this job center got mass bitches out here, man. Oh yeah, when I look at everything that I've done in the name of the hustle, name of the game, man, the broads loved me when I was at my most ill, my evil disposition, when that came out, you know, when I was writing on broads' faces with magic markers, calling them sluts and hoes and shit, man, my phone did not stop ringing, man. Didn't stop ringing. But now I'm in a situation where I only really fuck with like a couple of chicks now. So the shine is diminished once I got into that rut where my health was bad. The tornadoes hit. I lost my residence, moved in with my grandmother, take care of her. Once again, money and resources is very important, but, you know, your clout and your prestige and your rep and your image is equally important. So, I no longer have my own spot. That brings you down a notch. That diminishes you in the eyes of a bitch. Even though they know that you're doing some righteous shit by taking care of your grandmother, that don't make they pussy wet, you know what I mean? They're just like, Mike, you know, he's being a good guy again. He's taking care of his responsibilities. How boring. You know what I'm saying? So even though I still got the cheddar, I still got the money, I still, I mean, I don't have it like I used to, but since I done cut back on the bitches, you know, it evens out.
there.
When I was really up and running, when I had like 10, 15 bitches in rotation, you had to have money for that, okay? But I don't have that no more. I got maybe two that I fuck with, man, and that's good. We need to concentrate on quality and not quantity. Gentlemen, heed the words. Get quality in your life and not quantity, man. Shit. Because it was all that quantity that helped run my health into the goddamn ground, man. Just too much. Too much action, man. Too much sex. Too much stress. Women equate to stress. I mean, it's bad enough being stressed out by one or two broads. Imagine 10 to 15. Nigga, come on, man. What the hell was I thinking, man? I mean, my life right now is so much more tranquil, so much more peaceful, so much more enjoyable. Even though I've got this slight hiccup with my health and shit. And like I said, this is going to be Big Mike 2.0, man. I'm going to start focusing in on a lot of video production, man. Because I'm feeling myself. I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling myself. I'm going out a lot more. I got a lot more energy. I can't sleep, nigga. I'm like bouncing off the walls. Before my health was horrible, I couldn't walk 10 feet without fucking damn near passing the fuck out. Like I said, 340 pounds. I'm probably thinking maybe 50 pounds of that was just water alone, nigga. You know what I mean? Kidneys wasn't working, wasn't processing the fluids out of me and shit. Couldn't breathe. I stayed in the house. All I did was sleep, man. You know, I'm not like a natural incel where I just stay my ass at home and don't see nobody and don't do nothing. That only came about once, you know, the bad health kicked in, bro. Once the bad health kicked in, you know, I couldn't go nowhere, nigga. I remember just going to the gas station, just trying to put air in my tires, almost fucking passing out, man. I'm like, God damn. So I couldn't go and check no traps. I couldn't look for no new chicks. I couldn't do none of that shit, man. You know, I was on my deathbed. I was on the verge of kicking the bucket. And of course, I done told y'all, nigga, just walking around with your nutsack the size of a gallon of milk. Bruh, you know, you can get so fat, right, that you can't even take care of your basic hygiene, man. That's when I knew I had to go to the fucking hospital, man. Because, you know, I was having all sorts of problems just doing basic shit, man. Just putting my shoes on, tying my shoes. Bruh, going to the restroom, properly wiping and cleaning yourself. And you know what I mean, bruh? I was like, oh, no. And then, like I said, my nut sack was just in the way. I said, as much as I hate going to the doctors and hate going to the hospital, because y'all know I don't trust the medical field, man. They're always experimenting on black folks, black men and shit, man. But I'm like, well, I ain't really got nothing to lose in this instance, because I'm about to die. I'm really seriously about to motherfucking die. But, man, I have resurged. There's a resurgence of energy and just purpose. I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling real good. And, you know, I owe a lot of this to y'all, man. Because, you know, I'm sitting here talking about counseling and psychiatry and psychology. This show, this podcast, has helped me through a lot of shit. Just coming in here and just rapping to y'all and just telling y'all my thoughts, man. And then y'all kicking back shit to me, man. Like I say, on the, what's that shit, man? Hold on, y'all. Yeah, you know, y'all throwing shit back at me, man, in the comment section, in the emails and shit, man. You know, this helps me out a lot. Ooh, wee, boy. See, this is the beautiful thing about feeling good. Because I'm looking at these, man, the job center is full of just broads, nigga. And one thing I've been noticing since, you know, I'm slimming down, I'm getting them choosing signals again, man. I'm getting bitches giving me that laser vision. They looking, son. They looking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I caught you looking, bitch. I caught you looking. Hello.
you get it handled? Mm-hmm. All right. Hold on. Okay. Where the hell was I? I'm no longer in the car in the parking lot at the job center. Shit, that was Hydra. She was calling me, letting me know she was ready to be picked up at the front door. Shit, man. So, we basically taking care of all of her business today. Taking her numerous places, job hunting. And also went and picked up two of her boys. And dropped them back off at the crib with her and shit, man. Once again, yeah, like I told you, man. This is pretty much kind of like a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife scenario. The same shit that happens between me and homegirl happens between husbands and wives and boyfriends and girlfriends and shit. You got your ups and your downs, your highs and your lows. But when you fucking with a hood chick, man, it's, you know, it can be a little bit more problematic because they have a lot more mental issues than I would say normal females have. Because, I mean, they so used to hustling and they so used to surviving in a shark tank. They have this defense mechanism where they got to get you before you get them. You know what I mean? So, yeah, bruh. Shit. I don't even remember what I was talking about before I left off. What was I talking about, man? But, yeah, man, this is Big Mike 2.0, man. We gonna... I'm not going to serve no wine for its time, no. I got some videos I want to do, but I don't want to do them just yet. I don't want to get egotistical, man, but I don't want to get on video until it's right. Until I'm right. All right? I mean, I'm 225, 230 pounds right now. I'm currently seriously embarking on a exercise program right now, because my goal is to get down to at least 210. If I can get down to 210, I'll be happy, man. You know what I mean? Shit, I don't know if I'll look right smaller. I don't know, because I'm pretty stout. You know what I mean? You know, I got good genetics for muscles. You know what I mean? So we're going to try and get down to 210. And I ain't getting on video until then. But until then, I don't know, man. We'll see. I got some other things in the works. I'll probably do one video. I'm going to do an intro video. I'm going to do a kind of like teaser video. You know what I mean? With music and all that. Like my own personal music video with my own theme song, because I'm a superhero. That's right. Some superhero shit, man. Shit. But really, man, I'm thinking to myself, I'm wasting time, man. I'm wasting good, valuable time. I want to be a blessing to the fellas, man. Like, y'all have been a blessing to me, helping to keep me encouraged and keep my eye on the prize, man. You know what I mean? Just by supporting me. So I want to do the same thing to y'all, man. I want to go ahead and inspire some of y'all who may be having issues trying to overcome certain curses in your life. Show you that it can happen, man. You can overcome them if you just keep trying and you never give up, man. Just keep trying. Just don't ever accept defeat, bro. Never. Shit. Sometimes the price is kind of high to destroy them demons and them devils, man. Sometimes you think to yourself, was it even worth the cost of me acquiring what I actually really wanted? You know the old adage, what the universe does, man. You got to be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. If you're really wishing for something, you know, there's always a cost. You don't never really know what that cost is. If you really want something truly valuable, you're always going to have to exchange it for something of equal value. Some people don't believe that, but that's just been my case. Maybe it's because I firmly believe that happens to me. Because I believe that the universe firmly, everything is predicated upon your belief, man. What you believe and shit, man. And I just can't really get away from the fact that you just don't get something for nothing, bro. You know what I mean? But that's just me. I'm rooted in that. So, yeah, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. I always wanted to be able to kick off this weight. You know what I mean? Because I've been trying my whole life. It would never go away. You know what I mean? Eating the right shit, exercising all the goddamn time, but it would just never go the fuck away. Right? And then one day, sat down during the witching hour, man. Put together some mojo. I started cooking something in a voodoo stew. And I'm like, man, please, Lord, help me. I beseech thee, help me get rid of this motherfucking weight, man. Shit, once again, you gotta be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. The pimp god say, okay, you want to get rid of your weight? Okay, we gonna make sure you get rid of it, nigga. Be careful what you wish for. So they did besiege me with plagues. They made my nuts swell up. They made it so that any sort of food that I ate that had a lot of poisons, additives, and preservatives in it did not agree with my body, did not agree with my physiology, and would basically just regurgitate. I would vomit that shit back up. Pretty much, I'm restricted to whole foods, man, stuff that does not have a lot of additives and preservatives in it and shit. You know, a lot of processed foods, a lot of fast foods. Bro, I might take one or two bites of a cheeseburger and I'm done. I can't eat no more, man. Because my body don't want it. Understand me? Shit, everybody like, damn, man, how you getting so skinny so fast? They're like, I can't eat, nigga. I can't eat. But I can eat, like, healthy shit. My body's like, oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah, some more of them salads. Some more of that carrots. Some more of them cucumbers. Some more of that cauliflower. Yep, ooh, broccoli. Yummy. You know? Shit like that. Man, days have gone by, or the days are gone, where I could just order a fucking deep dish pan pizza from Pizza Hut, man, all by myself and just bash that shit and just savor every minute of it, man. I might eat one slice of that shit, if that. You know what I mean? Because it just makes me sick. I can't eat it. Can't eat it, man. Mm-hmm. So yeah, be careful what you wish for, man. It's pretty much, you know, there's a cost to everything. I paid the cost for that shit, man. I'm going to pay the cost for being an angel of light once again, because that's what I'm becoming, man. Everywhere I go, people are like, you know, shit, they're like, who is that? Men and women. God damn it. And I'm not saying like men in a gay way. I'm just saying people are coming to me just want to have conversations and shit, which is highly irritating. You know what I mean? But I must be glowing or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm glowing. Fuck, is that what it is? Yeah, man. Shoot. And the females, they choosing, son. It feels so good to get chose. But man, I don't have time or the energy to fuck with these broads. They choosing, but you know, to start back on the road of just thinking with my low chakras again, man. Like, ooh, bitches. You know, that's the furthest thing from my mind now, man. The thing that I got going on right now is my health, man. Concentrate on my health. Many of you brothers out there, man, have chimed in on that, man. You're like, man, fuck these hoes, Mac. Concentrate on you. You know, but I've always known what needs to happen. That's what I need to do. You need to concentrate on me. But, man, it's oh so hard, man. When I'm going to Hood Rat Central, nigga, when I go to Walmart, oh, man, it's beautiful, man. Like I'll tell you, boy, I'm just walking through the aisles, man, and I'm catching them looking, son. They looking. I sees you looking. What you want, bitch? Shit, son. What's going on? Let's go, champ. Oh, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. Ain't got time for it, though, fellas. Ain't got time. I don't need to be derailed, man. Everything is going so good, man. Everything's going so good. Shit. And, you know, Hydra, she acting. Bruh. You know, I can see the slight change in her disposition as well, man. You know what I mean? I mean, she's straight hugging up on a nigga, man. You know what I mean? She being real apologetic about the things that she's done in the past that she knows she's been out of pocket about, man. You know what I mean? And I could see her doing that because she sees me shining again. She sees my luster once again. You know what I mean? For about a couple years, man, you know, I was not shining bright like a diamond. I was not taking care of myself. I was not buying. And I know what y'all saying, man. Like, ah, Mac, you know, you buying shit to look good for bitches? Yeah, I ain't buying them to look good for bitches, man. I'm buying it to just look good for me, man. I'm teasing. I'm pampering myself. Been a long time since I actually went out and just splurged and just bought shit for me. You know, because it just looks good. Because, ooh, man, look at you. You shining, nigga. You shining. Look at you. You shining. And when you start shining, man, you know, you just inadvertently, you catch the eyes of the broads, man. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. New clothes, new jewelry, all of that shit that, man, I haven't done in a long time, man. There was no need to because I had money. I could walk around, you know, like I said, man, in just the most plainest clothes. I mean, I've always been good with my hygiene, you know what I mean? But I've always forsaken buying name brand shit for the sake of buying name brand shit to just impress a bitch, man. But I'm on some different shit these days, man. I'm like, you know what? I've been knocking on death's door for a while now, and I'm just gonna live it to the fullest, man. I've already fucked tons of hoes. I've done that. That really doesn't hold too much interest anymore, man. Now, keep in mind, holy shit, alarm. Okay, yeah, I'm always going to be interested in broads, man, but come on, man. How many times can you just have meaningless fucking sex just busting nuts just to be busting them, you know? Tired of that shit, man. I really want a connection with a woman. I want a real connection, man. I want something real. I don't want nothing fake. You know what this shit is? You know what tricking is? Tricking is like smoking or snorting stepped on dope. That's what it is. That's what it is. Oh, yeah. I know plenty about that. Yeah, man. That's what it's about. I mean, you getting a good woman, a good quality woman, is like pure, uncut, unstepped on coke. That's right. When you sniff that shit, it's pure. It's pure. It's nothing like it. It's the best. It's the absolute best. But the tricking is like, you know, getting you a brick or whatever and just stepping all over it, man. Adding all sorts of bullshit in it to dilute it. Just to stretch it, you know what I mean, in the streets to get the most bang for your buck or the most money out of this shit. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, you diluting the product, man. You're diluting it. That's what the tricking is. You diluting the product. I don't want no most stepped on cut up dope. I want the good shit, man. That's what I want. I want the best shit. So check it out, man. Hey. As soon as I get everything rolling, because right about now, before I start my videos that I plan on doing, man, I got to buy some equipment. I got to buy some software to make this shit happen, because I want to do some really professional videos, man, for the crew, man. I want you cats to really be like, ah, man, Mac is clowning. He is tripping, man. That boy good, yeah. Good. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I want, man. Once again, man, I do also appreciate y'all. I'm going to work on being more social as well. Not just coming on here, not just speaking whatever I want to speak and then bouncing off. You know, I want to have some feedback out of you cats, man. So I'm going to try, even though it's not really my wheelhouse, man, doing hangouts and all that sort of shit, man. But like I said, it's 2021. I gotta open up the floodgates of communication between my players, man. I gotta do it, man. I gotta do it. Didn't really have the energy and didn't have the interest in doing it before because I just didn't feel good, man. I didn't feel good about myself. You know, cause I was just sick. You know, it was just all I could do to just do the bare minimum for this show, man, in this the state that I was in, man. But I'm feeling a whole lot better, fellas. No doubt. So check this out. This is Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from Max City Limits Radio Show, maxcity.com. Appreciate y'all chiming in. And once again, RH, appreciate you. That little bit that you sent me, man, that's going to help me with eye surgery. I got cataracts. Yeah, Big Mike, I mean, I've been falling apart for a long time, neglecting myself, man. So, let me see. Yeah, I got numerous laser surgeries I got to get on my eyes to remove cataracts, man. So, hopefully, want to let you know I appreciate that coming on through, because otherwise, I would have had to borrow some money from my granny on that, man. Shit. I thought, you know how that insurance shit work? You think that you got insurance, how to pay for shit, man, and for some reason, my insurance didn't want to come through with that. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm like, nigga, I can barely see it. I get this shit out of my fucking eyes, man. Okay? So appreciate you, RH. Thanks to you, I'm going to be able to see. I don't know if any of y'all had cataracts, man, but this shit is for the birds, man. I got these floaters, these weird ass, like, I can't even describe them. It's like ink blots in my eyes. You know what I mean? Shit. But I ain't playing no games in 2021, boy. Like I told you, I'm going to get fit or die trying. I'm going to live. And I'm going to make these bitches pay. Shit, man. You broads, boy. I'm trying to tell you. They done awoken the demon beast. But I'll get more into that at a later date, man. I got more shit to share with y'all, man, as far as these broads, man. It's just, you can't make some of this shit up, man. But Big Mike, Almighty, Triple XM, once again, signing off. I'm out.
School, you and me, G. Back in the days, we played practical jokes, so everybody smoked with they looks and they yokes. So all through high school, girls by the dozens, saying we cousins, knowing that we wasn't. But like the old saying goes, time goes on and everybody grows. Grew apart, had to pluck went our own ways. You chose the dope game, my microphone pays. In many ways, we were paid in the old days, so far away from the crazies with their case. And though I've been around clowning with the underground, I'm still down with my homies. Drop it off for y'all. Trying to survive in the life of a young godfather. My homie is making it elsewhere. Strive
sense of my choice to make. To be great, I'm giving it all it takes. Trying to shake the grapes and face the snakes. I gotta take my plates are full from grapes. The bullet's late, the pace is quick and great. Smiling face to hide the traits of hate. But my homie would never do me wrong. That's why I wrote the song. If you ever need me, it's on. No matter who the foe, they must fall. Us against them all, I'm down the brawl. My homies call.
Harmony, harmony.
Look into my eyes and
pimping. The arrest even for hoes.